Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. On Sunday, I preached on Matthew 22, the wedding feast, the wedding banquet. And at the end of it, we had a special celebration for two members of the church called Johnson and Cicely. Very special. They're really my heroes, certainly my latest ones. Johnson's first wife was called Dorothy, and she died not that long ago of breast cancer. Very tragic. They'd not been married that long. They had two sons, young boys. And of course, all of them were devastated, which is an understatement. Dorothy was faithful to God, and we will see her again. But of course, right now, the distance between her and us, and particularly between her and Johnson and his boys, is very painful. So Johnson mourned and he prayed. And after a little while, he felt the call to marry once again. And so he traveled back to Tamil Nadu, back to his area of India, and went back to our family of churches there, in search of a bride. Nothing definite, nothing confirmed, just in faith. Well, conversations went on, some behind the scenes between helpful people and some in full view of all concerned. And after a Skype call they had between them, about an hour and a half long, apparently according to Cicely, Johnson did all the talking. So they met that way, talked, and then they met face to face and they got engaged. And after a bit of conversation here and there with family, 6 days later, the whole thing was arranged and they were married. 6 days. My goodness. That's what you call getting a move on. As Miko said on Sunday, as part of the special celebrations, perhaps we have a thing or two to learn about organization from our Indian friends. So many parts of this story have had a lasting impact on me and the people around us. For example, Cicely has been a Christian for 20 years or more. And she's been single the whole time, never married. And what a big change for her. A husband, two children, and a rapid move to another continent. A change of weather, change of environment, that's a lot to take in. And then there are the boys who've embraced her as a mother, not just a new wife for their dad. Johnson himself, very impressive, really. He's been learning to mourn and to celebrate almost simultaneously. So how have they managed, all of them, this turbulence? Well, on Sunday, we found out, as we had this special celebration, they both did some sharing and talking to the congregation, and we found out that they pray a lot. And hearing them both talk about the importance of prayer made sense of the peace they have, despite such swift and significant changes in their lives and as a family. They have found the psalmist's experience to be their own. This is Psalm 4, verse 8. In peace, I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. What a fantastic promise. In peace, I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Are you struggling to lie down in peace? I know I do from time to time. It's currently just gone 9 o'clock in the evening. It won't be too long before I'm wending my way up to bed. And I hope for a good night of sleep. And I know that so much of that depends on what's going on inside my heart and my mind. And being able to lie down in peace and to sleep depends upon me trusting that God makes me dwell in safety. Maybe a prayer this evening might help your state of peace. Meditate on passages like this, and see if God will not also grant you the peace you need, just like he's given peace to Johnson and Cicely and the two boys. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful night, and God bless.